And at night, they swarm, and they'll one will get in your room and
mosquitoes.
And what about if you only had one?
A mosquito.
Okay. And this a grasshopper. What's that?
It's an animal that lives on the grass, on the stalk of the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Just hops from one to the other, so they call it.
Okay. And little tiny fish, very small fish that you use for
minnows.
Bait.
Minnows.
Mm-hmm. What a spider, what she builds what she's going to live in.
A web.
Okay. Is there any difference between if you saw one inside and outdoors? Would you call them something different?
No, a spider's a spider, I would think.
Okay. If you were going to use two words for one was web, you might say what web?
A spider web.
Okay. Would you ever say cobweb?
Well, that's not done by an animal. That's a date, just to keep it out.
Oh, okay.
That's Kenneth's housekeeping.
Oh, I always thought they were made by spiders. Let's see.
Well, maybe I may be wrong about it.
No, you could well be. This is a tree. At the base of the tree, under the ground, it has things.
Roots.
Okay. And there's a tree up north that they make syrup from, and it's called
maple.
Okay. Do you have any special kind of maple? Is there
sugar maple, they call it.
Okay. And what is a maple grove?
What is a maple grove?
I guess.
I don't know. What it would be.
It's just weird. Maples grow, probably. What are some other kinds of trees that grow in communities?
Pines.
Or that grow in this community, I guess, is what the question is.
Pines is a very frequent tree, you see. And oaks.
Uh-huh. Are there any nut-bearing trees around here?
Well, there are a lot of pecans in South Georgia. Mm-hmm. Not too many here, but in South Georgia there are a lot of pecan trees. Mm-hmm.
What about hickory nuts?
And hickory nuts, yes, hickory nuts.
Okay.
And then there's a tulip right out of that big tree right out there, the tulip tree.
They get the big
ones.
What kind of tree would a cherry grow on?
Cherry tree.
Okay. And there's a bush that has large leaves, and in the fall they turn bright red, and it's called a...
Yeah, that's a maple, isn't it?
Well, a maple's one. This one I'm not familiar with. It's I'll let you look. It's S-U-M-A-C-H.
Sumac.
Oh, okay.
It's not. It's a bush. It's not a tree.
Oh, I see.
A sumac is a bush. It's that beautiful red thing that you see lying all along the roads as you go on when you're traveling, and it's just a brilliant red. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I know now what you're talking about. And what is it? There's a kind of vine that grows. If you touch it, you start itching.
There's oak. I know that it doesn't know my name. Poison ivy.
Mm-hmm.
Poison ivy.
And what is the difference between poison ivy and poison oak? Is there a difference?
Now, there is a difference, I suppose, but I don't know what it is. I know that the poison oak has six leaves,
mm-hmm.
six sprays to the leaf, in the leaf.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about the ivy. I don't know that.
Okay.